Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds. We're really excited to be able to put on this series of webinars. This is our first of what will be 11 over the next month or so. We've been coming to the Oncology Nursing Society Congress for 12 years doing satellites, and this year we're going to be doing them this way through a virtual mechanism. This is the agenda for what we're going to talk about here tonight. There's a lot to cover, a lot of new agents, so many more than there were 3 or 4 years ago. Really an exciting time. We're going to start out talking about HER2-positive breast cancer. I think it's really taken a lead in terms of some novel strategies that are starting to come even into other cancers. We'll talk about the treatment of localized HER2-positive disease as well as metastatic, and in particular, the new agents. So there are two really important ones that just came into practice in the last few weeks, and there's others on the way. Then we're going to talk about the use of immunotherapy, checkpoint inhibitors. That's going to be a major theme throughout all these 11 meetings. It's hard to think of even one where we're not going to be talking about immunotherapy. So tonight we're going to introduce that subject. Finally, immunotherapy came to breast cancer in the form of triple negative disease, and we'll talk about what's going on with that, both metastatic, maybe upfront in the local setting, and then a new antibody drug conjugate that, again, just was approved a few days ago. And we're going to talk about another really important advance in breast cancer, the use of PARP inhibitors. We know PARP inhibitors now being used in ovarian cancer and pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. And we're going to talk about it in breast cancer as well and how we pick patients to use it. And finally, we'll finish out talking about ER-positive disease. And today we're going to focus mainly on metastatic disease, where there's some really new and exciting agents. And then finally, if you have a few minutes at the end, we're going to chat a little bit about how the pandemic has affected breast cancer management. This has been a theme that we've been introducing into all our work. So